99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Up and at 'em, wrapped in a blanket. Actually, that's probably the best place to be. 12 outside. It's chilly. It is.
It's so chilly.
Yeah, it is not very warm at all. I got to tell you, I'm a little thrown off immediately because about 30 seconds before we're about ready to, open the mics here, I look around, I'm like, huh, where are my headphones?
Oh, wow.
And, you know.
Yeah, no, you can't really hear us that well when the mics are on.
Right, so.
Without that.
One of the main pieces of equipment that we use other than the microphone is the headphones. So headphones, we wear those in order to not get feedback when the mics are on, et cetera, et cetera. But when I look around, I'm like, oh, they're down in my office, which is on the second floor. And I look.
Oh, that's far away.
There's like 30 seconds left before the song is over.
Did you run down there in 30 seconds?
No. And so I looked around our own studio, and we had a pair of headphones sitting on the counter, but it doesn't have the right adapter on it. I'm like, ah! And so I start running down the hall, just looking in different studios for headphones. And I finally find a pair. And I run back with like 3 seconds left before the song's over to plug them in and get on the air. So, yeah, just a little early morning like brain fart.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, a little brain fart where I'm like, guess I need headphones. So
vital piece of equipment in our business, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you are, pushing through.
Yeah, and I will say that these, the pair that I found, only works in the left ear. So I'm only hearing you in the left side of my head. The right side is completely just silent.
I'm going to send a message to the other side of your head.
Okay.
That I hope you join the party again sometime soon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
So I don't feel left out.
All right. So today on the show, it's missed connections, love. You're expected to see your love of your life at a wedding. Yes?
Well, if you're the bride or the groom.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Missed connections starts at a wedding, ends at a waxing table. I think there's a lot to happen with these missed connections coming up.
Wow.
Yeah. We also will dive into group therapy a little bit. We've got feel-good stories every single hour throughout the morning here. Setting the bar stories, how not to get your walk shoveled or your street shoveled. We'll give you examples of that coming up as well. So, yeah, we got a show. It's cold outside.
That's things.
Yeah. Wrap yourself in a blanket, throw some earbuds in, and just, chill. Because it ain't worth going outside.
No, just stay in.
Yeah,
there you go. Bundle up.
Okay. All right,
Put
another log on the fire. Okay.
I just flip a switch. I don't actually have to put logs on the fire.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Flip the switch. Turn the fireplace on.
Turn the fire on.
Yep, there you go.
Have some cocoa.
All right, and settle up. Here we go. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. It is this week, 35 years ago, that the cult classic The Breakfast Club was released.
Such a great movie.
One of those classics with the Brat Pack, otherwise known as Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, Emilio Estevez, Judd Nelson, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson. 35 years ago. That is insane. A little bit sooner, it was the 25th anniversary, I believe, yesterday, that Happy Gilmore was released.
Get out.
Yeah, that was Adam Sandler. That was an Adam Sandler movie. And so to honor, he kind of posted a video of him on a golf course recreating Happy Gilmore's golf swing. Now, if you've never seen that movie, Happy Gilmore is kind of a hockey dude, and so his golf swing is very similar to that of like swatting a hockey puck. And
okay, it's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, so he sets down the camera, walks over to the tee.
Shooter McGavin, this is for you.
Shooter McGavin is kind of the the rival. There he is.
I'm not lying to you. That is smashed.
Yeah.
And that went pretty well. You dead shooter.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, that was 25 years ago. Of course, Shooter McGavin, the actor who plays Shooter McGavin, he responded to that.
Nice drive, Gilmore. 25 years, huh? Let's see if it's Shooter's tour.
Yeah, so he's
check it out.
In his, like, den. He sets his phone down. Yeah. He has a little glass cup about 5 feet away.
Drive for show, putt for the dough.
Yep. Puts it in. There it is.
Money.
Yeah. So
he's a nice guy, too, because I had the chance to interview him years ago at a Derby Eve party.
Yep.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Yeah. So a couple iconic movies there, Breakfast Club and Happy Gilmore, hitting milestones. Two completely different movies.
absolutely. 1,000%. Worlds apart.
Yeah, worlds apart, but iconic for their own different reasons. Setting the bar. We go to Russia for this. So, can I just preface this setting the bar by saying no one died?
Okay, that's good. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without reporting a murder that didn't happen to get police to shovel your street, you're doing okay.
How did they think they were going to get from murder to, oh, my drive needs shoveled?
Valid question, and one that we're all asking ourselves. To the Ukraine we go, where a guy decided, you know what? I need my street shoveled. So instead of actually just shoveling it himself, he called police to tell them he had killed his mother's partner.
Oh, wow.
But said...
So he implicated himself. He didn't even, like, try to throw anybody else under the bus.
Yep.
Oh.
But he said, but you are going to have to come with a snowplow because there's no other way to get to me.
OMG.
The police did not listen to him and, in fact, reached him in an SUV.
Oh, okay.
That's when they discovered that the relative was there at the house. No one was harmed. No one had been attacked. Nothing was wrong. So
everything's fine then, right?
That's when the guy who made the phone call was like, oh, I mean, I made the phone call, but I was thinking that you were going to bring the plow. And then I would have just told you that it didn't. Everybody was fine. And it
was a misunderstanding.
And we would have.
It was just a misunderstanding.
We would have toasted some vodka and we would have had fun. However, that is not the case. He now faces fines for reporting a false complaint. So, there you go.
Well, just fines? I think he's lucky.
I don't know. They do it different in Russia. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Setting the bar. I mean, we're all dealing with, you know, digging out of snow, but this is not the way to get your street shoveled.
Nope. That's going to get you in trouble.
Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without reporting a murder that didn't happen to get police to shovel your street, you're doing okay.
I got a couple of suggestions. A lot of neighborhoods have Facebook pages. Put it out there and say, hey, anybody shoveling driveways? That's what we did. A lot of neighborhood kids might offer to do that for a couple bucks. Just a couple of suggestions. Maybe for next time.
Maybe next time. There you go. That's Set of the Bar. The news that the St. Patrick's Day parade is being canceled again for the second year in a row stinks. You know, everything locked down right before the parade hit last year. And so they canceled it last year. But yeah, it's going to be canceled again this year for the second year in a row. Now, it is going to be replaced by a month-long celebration that actually kicks off this week. I believe even today, called Blarney on Baxter. So that's going to be some way that you can celebrate, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day for an entire month leading up to St. Patrick's Day. So it's you're going to go on a little Irish journey. And similar to, like, you know, Louisville Pizza Week or Louisville Restaurant Week, where you get like a card you can or a passport you can kind of punch along the way. And you can get a pint glass, an official St. Patrick's Day pint glass after having your passport punched. in a bunch of the locations.
So are we wearing green every time we're doing this, or what? What's the attire? Do we wear like beads? Do we get decked out for like St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah,
every time we go and do something like this?
I mean, I don't think you have to for everyone, no. I think it's to each person's own discretion how you want to dress. You know, I think
the shamrock tattoos on the cheeks.
I mean, I think, you know, Kelly Green looks good on me. And so I would probably
rock it all month.
Wear some green a little bit.
You have like what, one shirt?
Now, why do you say that like that?
I was just asking. Like, do you have an extensive wardrobe of Kelly Green?
I have some. Okay. A Kelly Green attire. Everything from a V-neck T-shirt to a hoodie that I've had for about 15 years.
Yeah, that one's been around for a while.
To a lightweight sweater. To even a shamrock inspired Kelly Green suit. That I picked up
covered.
This past year. So anyway,
see, that's my question. Are you going to wear the suit to like every single one of these events?
Probably not to every single one. No,
I think you should though.
Like the suit needs to be pulled out for only special occasions. So like maybe St. Patrick's Day or a parade type thing. That's when the suit gets pulled out. So
I have a question though.
Yes, Kelly.
So they're wanting people to like go pack into bars, right? To celebrate?
No. You're getting a passport, so all month you can go get takeout at these different places.
Oh, takeout.
Yeah.
Got ya.
Right.
All right. So because all right, parade bad, do the takeout.
Yeah.
Got it.
Exactly. Sure. So, anyways, there you go. We have the details up on our website if you want to get more information on that up at wdjx.com. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
We traveled to Albany, New York, where we are celebrating the marriage this past weekend of Selena and Brian.
Okay.
They got married in an unusual way.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big family wedding planned for June, but 2 weeks ago decided to postpone. Good thing, because they just got married in the drive-thru of a Dunkin' Donuts.
You promised to dedicate yourself to Selena, to love and care and cherish her through life's joys and sorrows for all the days of your life.
I Dunkin' do.
They had a big family wedding planned for June, but 2 weeks ago they decided to postpone.
Just by my voice and my order, they know who I am. Or
me too.
Selena and Brian are both essential workers, and they say going to Dunkin' in the morning has brought them a little bit of normalcy during a crazy time. Needless to say, it didn't take much to get Brian on board.
No difference better.
Yeah, getting married in a drive-thru.
From News 10, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that fun? So they kind of like were scrolling on social media, saw that Dunkin' was doing this contest called Marriage on the Menu, decided, why not?
Mm-hmm.
They won, so they got the free ceremony, which looked delicious.
That's awesome.
They got a $500 cash prize, photography session, and a basket of Dunkin' merch.
Well, absolutely.
Super cute. I mean, you know, we did. Was it a couple times? I feel like it was a couple of times.
Yeah, I think so.
People at White Castle.
Yeah, so. We did it at White Castle, yeah.
Yeah, along the same lines.
Good stuff.
We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week, right about this time, we always dive into the internet to try to find examples of people who maybe had an experience in real life, but just for whatever reason, that love, potential love, just missed. Left their grasp.
I mean, how else are you going to ride off into the sunset, into forever, with your soulmate, without going down to the basement, doing a little typey-typey?
That's right.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Can I go first?
I think you should.
Okay, this is titled, It Was My First Chest Hair Waxing and I Needed a Friend.
That's a lot already.
Man for woman.
I think this is perfect for you delivering this.
For years, I had something I wanted to get off my chest.
Literally?
It was my hair. My mom's friend recommended a place down the street, but it was too expensive. So, I went to yours instead.
You were about 20 years older than me, but that didn't seem to matter. I told you I was scared.
Oh.
So you grabbed me by the shoulders and slowly pushed me down onto the waxing table.
Oh my, I don't know how to feel.
Then you told me you were in charge.
Oh, all right.
When you said that, my body shivered in fear, and my chest hair stood up like a black cat crossed my path.
Oh, God, that is painting a picture now.
For the next 45 minutes, you applied and ripped, then laughed.
Oh, is that how long that takes?
Applied and ripped, then laughed and ripped. While I cried and begged you, and you ripped some more.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang. Listen, I mean, you're a hairy dude. Could you imagine?
No.
Going through this?
It seemed like the more I cried, the harder you ripped.
This is evil.
When it was finally over, you yelled at me for almost bleeding on your waxing table. Meeting you was one of the most terrifying experiences of my whole life.
No, I get it.
But I read a fortune cookie once that said, fear is what makes you stronger.
Got it.
So maybe it's a good that I'm scared of you. If that's not a sign we should be together, I don't know what is.
I was waiting for the arc to, like, you know, get us there to the fear to the love part. What? I fear you, therefore I love you.
Yep. What do you think?
Yeah.
Ah! Gary got it right. Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah, absolutely. Nailed it.
This is Craigslist Missed Connection.
I was literally thinking that the entire time.
Yes.
The entire time.
Right.
I was waiting for it.
Right.
All right, this is another man for woman. What did I do? Question mark.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here we go. We're going to walk down memory lane a little bit. It was so important for me to be at my ex-girlfriend's wedding that I can't believe I overslept.
Oh, no.
When I finally realized what was happening, I didn't even have time to change or shower, so I just threw on my cargos and a baseball hat and I took off.
Wow, what a love.
Love doesn't have an outfit.
Right, it doesn't.
As I was speeding towards a chapel, all I was thinking about was how that dirtbag never deserved her and that she was meant for me.
Oh, no.
He's legit going to her wedding.
He is.
When I pulled up to the church, the doors were closed, but I didn't care.
No.
I ran up the stairs screaming, "Don't do it! Don't do it!"
For love.
Cargo shorts, baseball hat.
Oh, gosh.
A few seconds later, my entire world turned upsides down.
Oh.
There was standing in the middle of the aisle. Sweating, coughing, panting, but ready to fight for the woman that I love.
Yes.
Then I realized I was at the wrong wedding.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
no. Awkward.
Yeah.
Turns out, check my little calendar, my ex is getting married next week, not this week.
Oh.
Yeah. My bad. Still. My screw-up must have happened for a reason, because I laid eyes on you.
Who?
I realized you were the real love for me.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's fate. You know, right? Little puppet master?
Uh-huh.
I was flustered, but I had just enough time to blow you a kiss and run out of the ceremony. Hey, did you end up marrying that guy?
That was my question. Was it the bride? Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, she probably looked beautiful
probably,
in the dress.
Yes.
Or did you take my appearance as a sign from a higher power? Either way, reply back, because I can't wait to tell our kids about this one.
Wow.
That's a lot to unpack.
Wow, that was...
Yeah. I mean, this dude was like going in to bust up his ex-girlfriend's wedding because that's his soulmate. Saw the new bride. Hey, you're cool. You're prettier. I think you're my soulmate.
It all makes sense.
It does.
You know what? There are no rules in love, Kelly.
No, and you know what? He's not afraid of commitment.
No, he's not. He's not at all.
All right, so whether you maybe meet your forever after on the waxing table.
Uh-huh.
Or in the aisles of the church.
At someone else's wedding.
The wrong wedding, yes.
Yeah.
It can only be
Craigslist Missed Connection.
You can always catch up on what you missed. WDJX.com. Click listen. It is cold. It's 12 right now. Only going to get up to about 26 right now with an alert day in the forecast, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, saying snow and sleet coming in to the area later on this afternoon, this evening, and then causing issues tomorrow morning. Hey there, Debbie.
Just the person I'm looking for.
Uh-oh.
I'm highly mad at you.
Oh, no.
I am blaming all this snow on you. Because you made us listen to that weird groundhog chant a few weeks ago. And all of us viewers had to suffer in silence while whatever they sang.
Yeah.
And now we have all this snow. So this snow is your fault.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and let you know that while I'm driving to work.
All right. I will shoulder this blame and I just apologize, okay?
But thank you, Ben. I accept your apology.
Thank you. Debbie.
I mean, she's probably right. I mean, you know, but that was like, it was live. It was important news. Punxsutawney.
Right. What are we supposed to do? Just ignore the live world events that are happening right here?
I think, yes. Next time, yes.
Okay.
I think, yes.
All right. Next time,
1,000%.
Yes. 1,000%. All right. Man, everybody's getting into the alcohol game. Now, Kendall Jenner jumping in with 818 tequila. She just announced that yesterday on Instagram. So, if we're keeping track, I mean, we've got, what, Post Malone, we've got Justin Timberlake, we've got Diddy, we've got, I mean, all sorts of different people jumping in on liquor. That's probably going to make her some money.
Yeah, because you know why? People are figuring out, these celebrities are figuring out that no matter what's going on in the world, people are always going to want to drink.
Good times.
They're celebrating.
Bad times.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you're going
to
drink.
That's a lucrative business to be a part of. They figured that out.
And I think Rihanna's figured something out also with her Fenty brands, which now is worth over $1 billion, I saw. I mean.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. Like, holy cow.
She doesn't need to sing anymore.
Yeah, I know everybody's screaming for the next Rihanna single. Or Rihanna album, but her Savage Fenty lingerie brand now worth $1 billion, according to Forbes. So she's like, well, I mean, if I get to it, I get to it.
Maybe.
I mean, let's.
If I feel bored.
Right, right. So and maybe we need to get into the alcohol game and launch. But I don't.
Ben and Kelly booze?
I don't think we could agree on what we would pitch because our tastes in alcohol are so different.
Well, we'd clearly have to have a couple of lines in the empire. I mean, we'd go down probably an IPA lane for you.
Okay.
Absolutely. We can build an empire, sure. And then we're going to go down more of the fruity, almost Kool-Aid tasting wine for
okay.
me.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All right. Sure.
I mean, there could be two drastically different lanes under the same empire umbrella.
Empire.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So we'll shelve that and we'll come back to it later when we have more of a business plan, sure. But
if they can make this happen, that'd be great.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner. She's the latest to jump into the liquor. They were 818 tequila. Not really sure where you can pick it up around here, but just know it's out there. Do this every single hour, Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of neat. A couple who had their first date at a Chicago restaurant returned on the 20th anniversary of that evening and left the staff a $2,000 tip.
Whoa.
My heart started racing. Wow. You know, I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to like run around and be like, can I find someone? Because this is kind of unbelievable.
The tip far outweighed the tab, the couple leaving $2,000 for the staff.
The owner said the generous couple who preferred to remain anonymous had their first date here at Club Lucky 20 years ago, and they've been coming back to the restaurant ever since for the past two decades.
Wow, from ABC7. Pretty cool.
Isn't that awesome? So, yeah, the owner of The restaurant said they'd been visiting there February 12th each year to mark the anniversary.
Oh, wow, $2,000.
And he said, you know what? Yeah, they have their own booth.
Yeah.
Which is just like my parents. They have their own booth at Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, yeah. I like that.
When you're regulars, I think you deserve a booth.
That is good stuff.
Cool story. Yeah, we'll share it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. We do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Michael, can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof flip like a no-show. Got diamonds by the polo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, I was just thinking about this yesterday, that there are still a big lack of, you know, people out of a lot of people out of work is what I'm trying to say. And I was checking our Putting Kentucky in a Back to Work, just seeing like if there's, you know, anything up there at WDGX.com. And there's still a bunch of jobs that are getting posted pretty much every week. Everything, you know, from businesses like Taco Bell and LG&E, Frank Oddie are hiring.
It's a wide range of opportunities.
Yeah, various positions there. Zappos looking for stuff. Cardinal Moving. Hughes Environmental. Yeah, I mean, the Center for Women's and Family. So, like, I just think that it's important to just kind of remind you that there could be the perfect job sitting for you right there. At our website at WDJX.com. Just click on the Putting Kentucky in a Back to Work. And, you know, if you're looking for something, or even if you're not and you just want to change, maybe one of these hold the key to it. So,
yeah, but, you know, absolutely. If you know someone that has been out of work for a while, needs something new, you know, tell them about that. Mm-hmm. Pass it along, even if you don't need it.
Right, right. Right. Yeah. And like I said, we were just talking about yesterday. I was like, I wonder if they're like, if we filled all the jobs. No, people are continuing to post jobs and all that stuff. So, yeah, if you're looking, WDJX.com, click on Putting Kentucky in a Back to Work. Coming up next, group therapy. You can always toss it out to us if you've got an issue that, you know, you just need an unbiased opinion, someone who's not emotionally invested in your situation to chime
in. Or many
in.
Opinions.
Or
we do have many opinions on this show.
Or many opinions.
And we've got it up on Facebook. If you want a little preview and you want to chime in that way, go to at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
All right. So we'll dive into that. Coming up here next, Ariana Grande first on 99.7 DJX. You can get a hold of us via social media at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always message us. Maybe you got an issue that you just want someone else's opinion on and you don't know who else to turn to. So you come to us. We'll toss it out to the group. See if we can get you some help. Okay. This comes from a listener. She writes, I need some advice. I've been dating this guy for 9 months. Seems like he is not really interested in finding a job. He does DoorDash, but I'm usually the one who actually does it most of the time. He doesn't help clean. He sits at a computer I bought him and plays online racing, which again, I paid for his account. I'm paying for all this, but he still won't help do anything while I'm at work. I have 3 kids in my home, and the apartment looks the same when I leave as when I get home after work. We fight most of the time. But he tells me if I break up with him, he has nowhere to go and will be homeless. He didn't do his taxes last year and now owes so much money, he's making me feel like it's all my fault. I want him to get a job, but with one car in a family of 5 is hard. How can I change things? Man.
Yikes.
I feel like the easy answer is you got to cut ties with him.
You can't worry about what he is telling you, trying to make you feel guilty about being homeless, having nowhere else to go. If you dump me,
now,
you have to think about you.
Some unknown things here. I don't know if any of those kids are his. There are some unknowns there. And it is tough when you're that close to someone to kind of see that writing on the wall. But
well, they've been dating for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And she says he doesn't seem interested in finding a job. So that, to me, says there isn't a situation where he can't work.
Mm. Right.
Seems to me he's just not motivated letting her do all the work. I mean, he's not even like trying to help out at home. A lot of households where the woman works and the man stays home. But, you know, he helps to run the household, you know, to kind of balance the workload. And he's not even doing that.
Yeah. And I feel like she's asking a couple questions. One, it sounds like she wants... I mean, it sounds like she likes him, you know, and she wants to stay in his life. Otherwise, she wouldn't have reached out to us. She'd just be like, boy, bye, and she's done. But she's yeah. like, I want to know how I can either A, motivate him to get a job, motivate him to clean, or at least be a good partner, roommate, for lack of a better word.
If you're a partner in the family, you need to contribute. And it just doesn't sound like he's contributing at all. It sounds like she's got a fourth child.
502-571-9970, or you can always text it to us or give us a call, or at Ben and Kelly Show. Group therapy. Got a message from a listener. She's been dating her boyfriend for 9 months. Not really interested in finding a job. He doesn't help clean, sits at a computer that she bought him, plays online games with her three kids, doesn't clean the apartment, making her feel like it's her fault. If she breaks up with him, he'll be homeless. It sounds like she wants to kind of keep him around because she likes him, and she's all like, how do I get him to change?
See, I was thinking she's looking for us to tell her, leave him.
Well,
it's okay. Because he's saying, if you break up with me, I'll be homeless and have nowhere to go. And kind of like guilt tripping her into letting him stay. And I think she's looking for us to say, I think, confirm what she wants to do, which is let him go.
Well, I will say that there has never been a more overwhelmingly one-sided answer on especially the comments that we've seen on text message, on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, Jared tweets us and says, you know, he needs to be working like a night shift, get up a couple hours before work, do some chores, you know, play for a couple hours, you know, of his games after work. There's a healthy balance. You know, he just doesn't see it. If he enjoys being home, 2021 is full of remote jobs. Can find
absolutely.
One of those.
Absolutely. But that's the thing, is he's not helping out in any way. Mm-mm. He doesn't seem to be contributing to anything in the family.
Yeah, Emily comments on Facebook and says, you know, listen, you can't change him. I dated a guy for years that was exactly the same way, and it doesn't change. He also ended up homeless when we split up, but that's not your problem. Don't let him bleed you dry. Yeah, and several coming in on text message, too.
Stacy said, give him a timeline. If he doesn't want to be homeless, he'll look for a job. That's not on you, girl. That's on him. You mm-hmm. provide for your family. He needs to provide for himself. Ben said, he's also being a crappy role model for her kids.
Mm.
She needs to give him the ultimatum to find a job, or she'll kick him out and leave him to his own devices. Sometimes tough love is the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And then Roxanne, she doesn't mince words. That's not a boyfriend. You adopted another child.
Right.
Yep. He should probably go. And like a booger, just flick him away.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, sounds like you have four children rather than three. And,
yeah.
You know, Sarah is like on Facebook, hey, why would he just leave you when you do all his work and pay for everything he wants?
Exactly. He's not going to leave because he's got everything done and provided for him.
Yeah, yeah. She goes on, he will never change. This is a very entitled human. You must let him go, or he will drag you and your kids down with him. And a lot of people are also saying, like, hey, if you are raising boys, you are setting an example.
Exactly.
You know, that they don't have to do anything and the women will do it all. If you have girls, it shows them that it's okay to have a bum that doesn't care yeah. enough to take care of them, but that they have to take care of them.
Yeah, this would be a different scenario if he was actively looking for a job
mm-hmm.
and or if there was some sort of circumstance where he couldn't work, but that's not the case here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the writing's on the wall with this one, and with almost 100%, and I can't say, and I'm saying almost because I haven't read every single comment that is has rolled in on Facebook and
I would estimate 100%. I don't think anyone's going to be like, give him another chance. It's fine.
I mean, you know, and you know, to give her some credit though, it's like, it's tough when you're right. You're so far in the thick of it that you don't know
how to pull yourself away. And
that's why they come to us, so that you can hear. We don't have the feelings and emotions involved.
Yep.
And we can tell you like it is.
Yeah, taking the emotion out of it, that is for sure. But yeah, if you want to see the post, you can go to @BenAndKellyShow, or you can always text us 502-571-9970. I have no idea if this is truthful or not. We just believe what we see on the text line. But a therapist writes in and says, this is a very typical way abusive relationships start. From her perspective, it sounds like he's being manipulative and gaslighting her. It's actually a bigger problem. So, you know, maybe trying to seek some help there is probably something to also consider as you are reading all of the comments that have come in.
That's a very good point. You know what? I think we fixed another one.
Well, I don't know if we fixed it, but we at least exposed what was happening, you know?
I think we did. I think we gave her an answer. Now, what she does with the answer, we don't know. That's not up to us.
Yep. Do the right thing. do the right thing. If not for you, for your kids' sake, right?
Exactly.
All right. So, yeah, group therapy there. @BenAndKellyShow on socials. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Today happens to be Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Okay.
So we go to Scotland. So, that's your cue.
Oh, sorry. Great Scott!
Yes, that's what I needed. That's really what I needed to enhance the story.
Thank you. That really adds to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we go to a town of Cowdenbeath. There's slick roads there, traffic problems. Charlene Leslie, she's the star of our little story here. She's a mom of three. And the internet has dubbed her Wonder Woman because of what she did when she was headed to the store.
Okay, what'd she do?
She noticed this truck full of milk struggling to get up a hill. So she literally pushed the dang truck up the hill with her bare hands.
Wow.
Like, it's not pushing it with her car. Like, I don't know what she had on her boots. If she had to have, like, spikes or something to dig in. Because I don't know how, if the truck was sliding down, how was she able to not slide down and push it up the hill? But she did.
They are built differently in Scotland.
I think so. 100%.
Impressive.
Yeah. She said, I would just never stand by when I see someone in trouble. I suppose what I did was really dangerous.
Yeah, I guess.
Could slide down on top of her.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But yeah, she said, thankfully, the truck got safely up the hill. In the moment, I wasn't thinking about me. I just wanted to help.
Aw, all right.
Yeah. Well, the chairman of the company that owned the truck noticed, gave her milk for a year and other high protein products.
Okay.
You know, for the muscles.
Dang. That is a milk commercial right there.
Absolutely it is.
Right.
I mean, it does the body good.
I guess so.
Push a truck up a hill.
So that should feel good.
We tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good deal. We do those every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Man, last hour we were talking about group therapy, and it almost seemed like this listener who reached out to us was just wanting us to confirm kind of what she already knew, because the writing was, it seemed to be on the wall, like, you gotta get rid of this guy who you've been dating for 9 months, who refuses to really get a job, plays video games, doesn't clean the house while you're working.
She really didn't include anything that he did do good.
Yeah.
I mean, she said that they're constantly fighting. They've been together 9 months. She didn't really, like, say anything positive about the situation or the relationship.
And it seems the only reason she's staying with him right now is because he's laying the guilt trip on her that if she breaks up with him, he has nowhere to go and will be homeless. So yes. She's...
But it was an overwhelming response. Like, everybody said, you know, listen, this is not healthy. First of all, you have to think of the three kids in your house and what kind of an example that is setting. A couple of different things is, you know, if you have boys in the house, you're showing them that it's fine for the man to, like, not contribute.
Right.
And then if you have, you know, females, then you're showing them that it's fine to allow a man to not do anything around the house or to not contribute to the family.
Yeah, it's funny. Marcella writes in on Facebook, you've been babysitting this guy for 9 months and you need the radio station audience to give you advice. Come on, girl. You're smarter than this.
Sometimes you just need to hear it from complete strangers.
Yeah.
Who will just tell it like it is.
And I will say that there are overwhelming comments of just people who have been in this same situation.
Yeah.
Where
it's not going to change.
You're just kind of enabling someone, and you just almost need a slap in the face to like wake you up and be like, oh, okay, okay. So anyways.
Yeah, I mean, relationships take two people to work at it. And that's not just, you know, working in the actual relationship. That's actually like contributing to making your family work.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get a follow up from her, you know, in the days to come, you know, to see kind of how she proceeds with that. But yeah, you can see the post and everything at Ben and Kelly Show, you know, already well over 100 comments deep on this. So a lot of people showing up and being like, yo, here, it's going to be okay, but you just got to make that change, you know.
And I know when you have feelings involved, it's easier said than done.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's easy for us to sit here and say, dump him, but yeah, you're in the relationship. Yeah. You have the emotions and the feelings invested. Mm-hmm. We get it.
Yep. At Ben and Kelly Show. Cold one out today, 15, going to get up to about 26, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, and then later on this afternoon and this evening, another snow sleet mixture rolling into the area. Could be about 1 to 2 inches here in the metro, maybe outlying areas upwards of even 4 inches as you head south and east of the listening area. Kate had written us on, texted us and said, hey, we urge people to bring their pets inside. Even a garage or a basement is much better than just the wind and frost that they face outside. That's good advice right there, Kate. Thank you for passing that along.
Yeah. I just kind of thought that was, you know, common sense, but maybe other people do need to be, you know, reminded that this is not the kind of weather you can just leave your outdoor pets that typically like to hang out outside all the time.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah. Even when I take Fiona, our big red fat oaf of a dog, for a walk, we bundle her into like a little.
Oh, you have a little sweater?
Yeah, a little sweater vest. Aww, something like that.
A little coat?
Yeah, she loves it. Loves it.
See, I tried to do that once for Poppy, our pug, and she just stood there like a statue. Like
she's like, I'm frozen.
Unable to move.
You have paralyzed me.
Did not go over well.
Yeah, so good tip. Yeah, if you've got animals, you know, bring them inside or even to the garage or basement to let them hang out. Because, yeah, I mean, when it's 12 outside, whew, that is.
Yeah, that's cold.
I will tell you that my daughter's had a quick lesson in, oh, yeah, now that you can drive a car and you've got a car, you know, you've got to warm it up and you've got to scrape it off before you actually drive it. You know, they had to get to dance yesterday and they go out to the car and they just both stood there and looked at it because it was covered in like
six inches
in snow. And I was like,
sitting there fighting over who's going to clear it off.
I was like, all right, this is what you got to do. You got to grab the broom first, do that. And then you're going to have to turn the car on. And then after you like brush the snow off the side and they were like, Dad, it's so much. And I'm like, yeah, welcome to it.
Adulting is hard.
Yeah, welcome to it.
Yeah.
So anyways. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
502. Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.